Thanks for tuning in for this podcast of Faith in Action presented by Catholic Radio Indy. If this programming is of value to you, please consider making a financial donation to support our efforts in producing these offerings. Go to CatholicRadioIndy.org. And now, here's Faith in Action.
This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, Bridget Ayer.
And
there on we the go. Air. It just rolls off your tongue there, doesn't it?
It does. I always wanted to call the previous version. We never did say this on the air before. Of calling the previous host was MJ Crowder.
Yeah.
And we'd always, there is a sports show called Louder yeah, with Crowder.
I know. I was just thinking that.
We never did that.
But now we can do it, right? We're going to get busted, Jim.
Oh, boy. I tell you what. MJ did this job faithfully for many years.
And yeah.
We certainly appreciate it very, very much. And still, she's been gone for close to a year now, I think. And maybe more than that? I don't know.
About a year, yeah.
And still, her whole family, big supporters of Catholic Radio. So, Merry Christmas, MJ.
Yeah.
And speaking of Christmas, if you haven't done your shopping yet, hurry.
It's coming down to the wire, right?
And if you plan on using Amazon to get anything, be sure to go to smile.amazon, or you can start at our Catholic Radio website. You'll see an Amazon logo there. And if you click there, you'll go to a site where they're just going to ask you to, I think they just ask you to put in your email address and pick a charity. And if you pick Catholic Radio Indy, all three words, Catholic Radio Indy, then every time you buy anything on Amazon, before Christmas, after Christmas, anytime, Catholic Radio gets a small percentage of what you purchase. And overall, there's a lot of listeners to Catholic Radio. And if everybody does it, it does add up and help us out quite a bit. So smile.amazon. Or go to Catholic Radio Indy, our website, and click on the Amazon logo there. Either way, pick Catholic Radio Indy as your charity. And from then on, every time you order from Amazon, it automatically goes to Catholic Radio, even if you forget.
And what about, you know, going to shopping at Kroger with your Christmas food?
You know, that
dinner, I couldn't resist that because...
That adds up very fast, too. Now, I don't know if it's a matter of people eat more than they buy for other things, or just why, or maybe we have more families.
Christmas parties, and just, you know, if you're hosting, so talk about how you can support Catholic Radio through Kroger.
Really,
if you
the same thing. If you go to the Catholic Radio Indy website, you'll see a Kroger logo. I think that one's in the middle of the opening page there. Just click on it. It's going to ask you the same thing. What charity do you want to support? If you put Catholic Radio Indy, all three words, Catholic Radio Indy, then Catholic Radio will get, every time you buy a can of beans, a gallon of ice cream, you know, whatever it is.
Christmas decorations. I just bought a boatload of Christmas decorations. I did there at Kroger.
Yeah. And so
that counts.
Whatever you buy, almost everything, Catholic Radio gets a small percentage of. And that really helps out a bunch. We've got a lot of families doing that locally. If you haven't done it yet, Catholic Radio Indy, that's our website. Go look for the Kroger logo. And again, they'll ask you to, which charity do you want to support? It's that simple. You only do it once and then you forget it. And as long as you use your Kroger card, which, of course, you always got to do to get the good buys. But every time you use a Kroger card, it automatically, the whole amount Catholic Radio gets a percentage of. So it's a good deal for us.
Yeah. And as we're talking about, you know, Christmas and the holidays, this is a time of year when people, you know, are lonely. They get in crisis. They are stressed. And we're actually going to be talking about our guests today are Jane Slayton and Laura Cole, and they are from Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish, and they work with the Stephen Ministry. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're glad to be here.
And I'm kind of titling this segment Accompanying Those in Crisis. Talk about what is the Stephen Ministry and what is its purpose?
And who the heck's Stephen?
Yeah.
who is Stephen anyway?
Who is Stephen?
It's so interesting. Stephen Ministry was named by Dr. Kenneth Hauck, which is the Stephen Ministry is focused in St. Louis mainly.
Okay.
He's the person that wrote the script for, you might say, to Stephen Ministry. And he created it because his wife died and he was a pastor and a psychologist and felt completely unsupported. He had people telling him to move on after just a few weeks.
Ooh.
And mm-hmm. so he created this program. He calls after the lasagna is gone. Mm. You know how everybody brings you in a lasagna or yeah. some kind of, you know, pot roast or something. So what it is that after the priest sees you at the funeral and they can't really continue to support you, throughout the entire grief process. So it's not just that. After they see you through the divorce, after they see you through the job loss, cancer, and the long-term ramifications of that, somebody else needs to step in when there isn't a person in a person's life that will listen, truly listen and not fix, not try and create a result.
So this is a national organization that parishes or churches can partner with and launch their own parish-based ministry. Okay, so talk a little bit about how you do that at the parish and how long, I mean, you've been doing it at Our Lady for quite a long time.
Right.
How did you get it started? How did you get the idea to start this? Let's start there.
Well, I think every Catholic church should do it because there's a shortage of priests, right?
And no doubt.
So it's pastoral, but it's lay. Mm-hmm. So these people do not have to be psychologists or social workers, although Laura is a social worker. And we do have some psychologists and some psychiatrists as volunteers. But you can just be anything as long as you're a good listener. These people train for 50 hours to do this. The reason we brought it on was originally a parishioner that was on the parish council felt after losing a son and going through a lot of grief groups that she still needed something, but she just didn't know what it was. And she did a lot of research. Her name was Karen Schneider. Mm-hmm. She's still there.
Mm-hmm.
So she really felt passionate about this and got a group together. And I went as the staff member to support it. And it really requires that. It needs that because it's a lot of work. It costs a little bit of money to bring it on. But the impact that it makes is so huge. So huge.
So it's the parish gets a charter, or what's it called exactly when they...
A membership.
Okay, so the parish gets a membership through this organization. And if you're just joining us right now, I'll go ahead and reintroduce you. We're talking with Jane Slayton and Laura Cole. They are Stephen Ministry leaders, right? That's what your titles are. And so, Laura, how long have you been involved with this? And talk about what you do. What exactly do you do as a leader, a Stephen Minister leader?
Well, it was really a gift of when it was brought to my attention. It was after Mass, and it was announced that they were going to start a Stephen Ministry program, and it just spoke to me because it's something that you, at my life right now, I have time to be able to give to other people, and I know that Jesus calls us to, you know, help burden people's worries. And I just felt called to be able to go out in our community and help individuals who are going through some difficult times, just and maybe don't have anybody else in their life to talk to. A lot of calls that we get are people that don't have family around or don't have a lot of friends. But anyways, I knew that that was something that I needed to do. So after that, you go through a training program, which is over 50 years. It's a 50 hours.
That's a long training program.
I'm still going through the training now. I'm 60. But you go through the training, and then you become a Stephen minister after that. And you're trained in all kinds of, you're trained to listen, you're trained to know how to deal with people with grief. You're just trained in so many different categories. So I've been doing that now for about 8 years, but
wow,
it was
a long time.
It was a ministry that I was so called to that I was asked to be a leader about 2 or 3 years ago, and that's when you go to
5 years ago.
5 years ago,
life goes
wow.
by.
And then you go.
I'm not a numbers person either, so.
Well, Stephen Ministry in St. Louis provides this leadership training. It's different locations throughout the year, and it was the best training that I've ever been through in my professional career or any kind of training just for personal growth.
So now you get some training in it. Everybody gets some training in it, but then you're kind of thrown into the real world with a real person who really needs a sympathetic ear. Do you sometimes worry, what if I say the wrong thing?
You worry about that when you're by yourself, but then when you meet the person and you, and before you go in, you pray for the Holy Spirit just to be able to be present in the time that you're together. And that's, I think that's what's kept me so passionate about the ministry, because when you are with your care receiver and discussing and listening to things that they're discussing, the Holy Spirit is present between the two of you, and things, they share things about their life to you that help them understand what their inner thoughts really are by, you know, having someone listen to them without judgment or without, you know, just someone that's accepting them for where they're at right now in their lives. And a lot of times you'll leave that time with them and you'll think, oh my gosh, what came out of your mouth isn't the words, your own words. They're really words that God has put in your heart.
So I want to talk about, we have a couple minutes before we take a break, but what are all the different types of scenarios or crisis that might lead a person to want to have a Stephen minister meet with them?
Oh gosh, there's so many. Mm-hmm. But grief and loss of anything, loss of a job. I mean, we've even had people that lost a pet. Loss of trust in your spouse. If there's been infidelity in the relationship, we have a lot of that. But people want to stay with that spouse and learn to forgive. Gone through a divorce, but then still struggling past their groups that they've been to, and wanting to get out into the real world. A mom that loses her identity after being home for so long. Mm-hmm. A mom that her identity was wrapped up into her children, and then they're empty nest. And then they look at each
now
other
what,
as
you know?
A, yeah. What,
where
now
am
what do
I?
We do?
Where
right.
am I, you know?
Right, sure. Do we still want to be together? My goodness. Some people have that question. You know, some people need it just after a breakup. It doesn't necessarily have to be a divorce. It can just be a breakup. And people are devastated by that. And maybe they've gotten a little too deep into the relationship.
Or maybe someone just feels off and they just can't resolve their problem and they mm-hmm. need someone to talk to, you know? Lonely, maybe. Loneliness, maybe?
Loneliness is a big deal, especially now around the holidays.
Yeah, yeah.
And loss of hope. There's a lot of, even we deal with some people that are in some poverty situations and just don't know where to turn and just have lost hope about, you know, what their future looks like. And again, having God be the center of this ministry, you talk and listen to these people and you provide hope through, you know, God's loving care. And it's amazing when someone feels the love of God, how that could motivate them to make some changes that could make their life better.
We need to take a quick break. We'll be right back for more Faith in Action. Stay tuned.
Catholic programming 24/7, 7 days a week. Catholic Radio Indy.
Most of us like to keep up on what's going on in the world and try to catch a little news each day. Did you know that you can catch the very latest Catholic news right on our website? We have news from Rome, from around the world, and here at home, updated every day so you always know what's going on from a Catholic perspective. Check it out. Go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and look for the Catholic news headlines. There's always something new at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a website. CatholicRadioIndy.org, with access to great Catholic resources, including podcasts of all our local programming, podcasts that have been downloaded from all 50 states and over 40 countries on 6 continents. Yes, we are Catholic Radio Indy, but thanks to your support, we're taking the gospel of Christ to the ends of the earth. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and we're talking about the Stephen Ministry with Jane Slayton and Laura Cole. Okay, who is Stephen? I don't think we actually answered that question.
We didn't answer who
All right,
Stephen
who's
was.
Stephen?
But Stephen was alive when the apostles were alive. And Stephen actually ministered and fed a lot of the widows. Stephen, what they say it's in Acts where Stephen is mentioned the most. And he said he was full of spirit, full of faith, full of the Holy Spirit, full of grace and full of power, the way they described him. He actually was stoned to death. And they estimate that he was only around 30 years old or less. And Saul was yeah. part of that, who later was Paul. But Saul at that time didn't like anybody talking about Jesus. And that's what St. Stephen was doing at the time. So I'm sure Paul had his regrets. You know, thank God he was blinded and then he could see. But at that time, they say they laid down the cloaks in front of Saul when they stoned St. Stephen to death.
So now we know who Stephen is, right? Mm-hmm. So what is involved in getting this ministry going, I guess?
What's involved? It is a task, but it's very worth it. So what you would do is write it into your parish budget to send a couple of leaders. They say 2 to 4. Mm-hmm. to 4 is the best number to send. We sent 4, and we needed every single one of those 4. It costs about $1,500 to send a leader to training. We ask our leaders to pay their own transportation. There's about 8 leader trainings around the country a year. So people, if they're willing to pay their transportation, Laura went to California because she had a daughter in California. I ended up going to Orlando. So the parish pays, our parish pays for the training, but you could also ask a volunteer to take a part of that. And the leader's manual, which is another $50.50.
So you have leaders and then you have
ministers.
Okay. So talk about the difference. Laura, you're a leader, right?
I'm a leader and a minister.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So talk about the difference, because you have leaders and then you have how many ministers? Like 25 right
now? We have 24 active right now, but we've trained well over 100. So a leader is very different from a minister.
Okay.
Except for that our leaders all have to be a minister as well. Well, you're trained as a minister anyway, but a minister actually goes out to the people, and I'll let Laura explain that. A leader is very different. They're practicing the actual ministry by going to the supervisory programs, putting out the fires, putting on continuing education programs. We put one on every single month for the entire time that somebody's a minister. We would actually take in the referrals and figure out which minister that they would go with. We support the Stephen ministers, so we are the support for the support team.
Okay, gotcha. So the leader is basically the administrator of the parish Stephen ministry program.
Yes.
And then the ministers, like you're both, Laura, mm-hmm. you actually have people that you see. Okay, so how many people do you have? What do you call the people that are you're serving?
Care receivers.
Care receivers. Yes. Okay, so how many care receivers? What's your caseload? I mean, I don't know if that's a bad question, but you know what I'm saying? How many care receivers do you have at one time typically?
Well, currently we have 34.
We have 24 active ministers. We need 45.
And all of them are active right now.
So they have at least one person,
yes,
right?
Yes, and some of them have a couple people.
Okay. And then you don't have to even be Catholic to come. You don't have to be from the parish. So who do you serve? That's the question I want to ask.
We serve the entire community. The entire community, anybody that calls us.
Now, how does somebody know how to get in touch with you? You serve them, but if they're out there in need, how do they know you exist, or how do they get in touch with you?
Sure.
Catholic Radio Indy, right?
Right. Go. Well, this is truly one of them.
You set me up for that one, Jim.
We've been out there and tried to get on the news, sure. You know, the TV, the radio. But we have pamphlets and brochures literally everywhere, and every church that does it does the same. Obviously, putting it out on the website, putting it out in any communication, the bulletins or whatever. And then we also run the Merciful Help Center on our Lady of Mount Carmel campus. So we have them there, and we get a lot of care receivers from that, because they're really going mm-hmm. through some serious strife.
Now, how long do you stick with a person? If a person comes to you, maybe loss of a loved one or something like that, 6 weeks, 6 months, how long?
Well, part of my responsibility as a leader is the referrals coordinator. And so I'm the one that will get the initial call and that stating that they want to have a Stephen minister. So once I get that initial call, I ask them some of their personal information, and then allow them to spend some time telling me what their
need
problem
is,
what mm-hmm. their need is, yes. Mm-hmm. And then from there, it's a discernment process on who I think would be, who Jane and I or Jane, Jim, and I, Jim's another leader on our team, would think about who has the wisdom and experience to be able to handle maybe their need a little bit better. So then I call them, and that Stephen Minister then calls the care receiver. But during the process of talking to that care receiver, I remind them that it's a very confidential ministry. I also say that there is a commitment to the ministry. We ask that you spend an hour a week with your care receiver. That can either, we prefer it to be one-on-one care, but sometimes because of circumstances, it would turn into a telecare situation where you could still talk on the phone. As far as the duration of the relationship, it could last, 3 weeks. And I've had a relationship with a care receiver that literally lasted just for 3 weeks, but the issue got rectified after that. But I'm also in a relationship right now that it's going on 2 years.
Wow.
Many times what initially the need is becomes a different need as the relationship goes on. It's like peeling back a lot of different feelings. And,
sure.
And then once that trust is established between you and your care receiver, then there's just many things that come out. But the most important thing I want to say as far as being a Stephen minister, it is such a gift for the Stephen minister to be able to be involved in someone's life like that, and to be able to feel the empathy that God wants us to feel towards somebody else, and just putting yourself in someone's shoes and realizing the humility that takes place between you and the care receiver is just, it's a gift that you can't get in just the superficial world.
Now, where and how do you meet? Do you meet in people's homes? Do they come to your home? Do you meet at church? Where?
Starbucks. Yep. Catholic Radio.
All of the above.
All of the above.
We have groups that walk down the Monon together.
Yes.
That's kind of cool. Walk down the Monon at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. There's nobody there as long as it's private and, you know, they can maintain that confidentiality. It was so, so important to us.
Now, what would you say to a parish that was interested in maybe getting something like this started? I know that you've tried to have kind of outreach to parishes.
We have.
Talk about that, I guess.
Well, I would suggest call us. Call us. We'll help you get it started. We'll come and talk to your pastor for you. We really will. We believe in it so much that we would be helpful. But we think too, calling the St. Louis Stephen Ministry office and having them talk with you and giving you the haps on how to get it started is a big deal. But
that's www.stephenministries.org. We'll put that on the podcast too on our webpage.
And spell Stephen.
It's. Yeah. I hope I spell it correctly. Stephen Ministries, MINISTRIES.org.
Because Stephen's one of those names that.
Yes. Yeah. True, true. And then they can email you, Jane, right?
Sure.
What's your email?
SlaytonJ@OMC1.org. So it's not like a sleigh. It's SlaytonJ@OLMC, the digit one. .org. I just want to say, anybody that's scared of this or feels like it's really scary, one of the adages of Stephen Ministry is God is the caregiver and we are the caregiver. So just know that God is in action here and it's not on you.
And I want to add, we have about 5 minutes left, 4 minutes left. What is the need? Because I think in our conversation on the phone earlier in prep for this, you were talking about the need's pretty great. And I want you to talk a little bit about that.
The need is huge. The need is huge. If you just look at your neighbors alone, you could probably find two or three cases of people that need help with somebody listening.
Neighbors, just look at your own family.
Look at your own family,
exactly.
Right.
Sure. You have to go next door, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, within your family.
One thing that I've noticed, well, since the time I've been doing this, is when you are an active listener and you really care about what someone's talking about, I have, just by listening to people, I have gotten so many referrals because people feel like you are listening and you're not judging, like I said earlier. And I've been at a workout class, and afterwards somebody will be talking to me and I have the opportunity to talk about Stephen Ministry, and then we get a care receiver that way.
And a minister. She's gotten a minister at a tailgate party.
Exactly.
Wow.
Recruited a minister at a tailgate party. And I think since the program has been so supported in our parish, the parishioners know about it now, and the ones that I recently got this week, we were available after a Mass of Remembrance. So people come out and talk to us in the lobby and just realize that there's a support group there for people who need to just have someone to grieve with or someone to listen to. And I think our parishioners are also telling one another if there's they're experiencing a problem, that they'll mention Stephen Ministry. So it's gotten to the point that our parish has really supported us.
And, you know, I think Father Richard is very wise in that. I mean, he is so wise in terms of being supportive of this. And not only that, I mean, it really does offload the pastor. So yes, it's really a gift in a sense, not just to the parishioners that need this, but to the pastor who is only one person. So I know you mentioned that pastor support is really critical and that you really have it at Our Lady, which is one reason why it's flourished in addition to the people that are there. So what is the need? I mean, how many could you actually have in terms of Stephen ministers?
We could have hundreds of care receivers, but and I know some churches have up to 100 Stephen ministers. We need at least 50. We would love to have 50, but it's hard to stay active. I mean, it's a commitment. It's 8 hours a week. We say a couple hours of reading, meeting with the client, 8 hours a month. That was scary. 8 hours a month, because you have to attend supervisory sessions. And the reason we do that is to make sure that people are on the right track and not trying to play God in somebody's life.
So you support the ministers that are supporting people in crisis.
Yes.
Okay.
And we could use more, so they can contact us. There's an interview process. There's a application and interview process to become a Stephen minister. Because if somebody's a fixer, they wouldn't be a good Stephen minister. They'd probably be a great social worker, but they could not be a good minister.
So the last pitch, how would you encourage people to do this? So what is their first start? What do they do?
The first start, well, if you're a parish, contact St. Louis Stephen Ministries office.
Okay.
If you're a Stephen, you're just an individual that would like to be a Stephen minister, look at your churches of denomination. Look at what denomination you are. Call a church that's close by. Ask them if they have Stephen ministry. Here in Hamilton County, you could go to St. Simon's, St. Louis de Montfort, Holy Spirit at Geist, or Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and you would probably be accepted very, very well.
And I know Indianapolis, the cathedral is looking into getting this started. So thank you so much for being my guest, talking about this really important ministry, the Stephen Ministry Program. Jane Slayton and Laura Cole, God bless you so much.
Thank you so much.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.